Every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. Notice an updated story here that I want to get into about ICE operations here in the state of Michigan. Last month, a private prison group opened up the 1,800-bed Immigration and Custom Enforcement Detention Facility in Michigan. It is the largest detention center in the Midwest. The facility, born from a shuttered Baldwin prison, is part of a ramped-up ICE enforcement effort in Michigan and across the country. After President Donald Trump's administration promised to enact the largest deportation operation in American history. However, not all of Michigan's ICE facilities are as flashy or headline-generating as the large detention center in Baldwin. More than a dozen offices and detention centers are scattered across the state. The facilities include a Detroit field office, an immigration court, 5 detention centers, a citizenship office, and several other locations where individuals typically check in or are fingerprinted as their cases progress. Well, some of them are now getting fresh attention as Trump's administration continues to expand deportation efforts, including more arrests and scheduled check-in appointments in court hearings. The ICE field office, located 985 Michigan Avenue in Detroit, also the building houses other U.S. Department of Homeland Security offices, Customs and Border Protection, along with some Internal Revenue Service offices. The field office handles all the immigration enforcement and deportation activities in both Michigan and Ohio. They also have a second sub-office located in downtown Grand Rapids. A recent map showed a third ICE office, now a sub-office in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. However, the office does not appear to be still in operation, but may be reopened. ICE did not return a request for comment on these offices at the time of publishing their story. This is MLive. However, Ruby Robinson, managing attorney for the Michigan Immigration Rights Center, said he's not aware of a separate ICE office currently opened in Sault Ste. Marie. He said the office had a small jail that housed detainees, but I believe they are now using it for border patrol, and I'm not aware that the office is technically still open. If it does exist, it's very small. Most of the time we hear of interactions with border patrol in the Upper Peninsula as opposed to ICE. Michigan also has another field office now located in Troy, Michigan. Robinson, managing attorney again for Michigan Immigration Rights Center, said that we recognize that this is a legal resource that we must provide to the state's immigrant communities. Also, understanding that the Department of Homeland Security is going to be handling all of the immigration cases, like those seeking a green card, as well as people applying for citizenship. Well, two application support centers in Michigan, one located in Macomb County and Warren on the east side, and Kentwood on the west side. The centers are going to provide biometric collection services, meaning they will be where people seeking immigration benefits can go be pinged into the system via fingerprints as well as photos and providing electronic signatures. Two additional facilities, while not located in the state, will also serve some individuals in Michigan. For example, one is located in Michigan City, Indiana. They will service immigration cases from Southwest Michigan, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which will serve the western part of the Upper Peninsula. These offices are meant to provide contact directly with the communities. ICE officials, as well as Border Patrol, will be working together to interact as they go forward into the immigration deportation according to the Trump administration's goals and guidelines. Approximately last year in 2024, 179,000 individuals nationwide participated in the ISAP program. According to the Grand Rapids office, Western Michigan advocacy groups said that ICE agents were detaining immigrants during scheduled check-ins. ICE has not responded to multiple requests for information regarding the activities, especially in the Grand Rapids area. One of the detainees said he had already bought a plane ticket to go back to El Salvador, therefore should not have been detained and allowed to take the flight back home. Well, data shared by Deportation Data Project, according to a Freedom of Information FOIA request, said daily immigration arrests confirmed that there were 11 arrests made in early June at the Grand Rapids office alone. No numbers were released regarding activities from the McNamara Federal Building in Detroit. However, it does fall under the Department of Justice. The court now has four immigration judges and are working on a backlog of more than 30,000 people awaiting a hearing. Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill Act now includes $165 billion to the Department of Homeland Security and $3.3 billion to hire more immigration court judges. Five designated detention centers are now eyed for Michigan. Prior to this year, Michigan had four designated ICE detention centers operated through partnerships with local county jails. They included Calhoun, Chippewa, Monroe, and St. Clair County. However, as of last month, a new facility has now opened in the state. The once vacant North Lake Correctional Facility, located in Lake County. Rod Wheeler, if you're listening, right there in Lake County, now they are opening up an 1,800-bed ICE detention facility. This will be the largest detention facility in the Midwest. It's part of a federal contract with GEO Group, who purchased the facility after its closure. Robinson said that some of the immigrants detained in Michigan will also be sent to facilities in Ohio. This will all be overseen by the Detroit office. Before North Lake opened, we saw a number sent to Ohio. And even after North Lake opens, we will still see some people occasionally being sent to facilities in Ohio where other field offices oversee their activities. Robinson said there's been an increase in cases where individuals will be held by local law enforcement or at the CBP port of entry for several days, perhaps as long as 2 weeks before being transferred to an ICE facility. He attributed the delay to basically capacity challenges. We're working very diligently to improve the process, Robinson said. Even though we're seeing some people with children being detained at these sites for multiple days at a time, they're still able to get hot meals and also a place to sleep. Access is severely limited, but we are working on it every single day. These additional funds will help, and we will continue to enforce immigration laws in Michigan. This came to us from MERS News Service. Updated report as of 11 o'clock this morning. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just a little slight warning, potentially depending on high pressure systems. They're saying that this week is starting out nice and summery, but potentially could be facing a heat wave. Michiganders, many of us have grown into what they call northern constitutions, meaning our bodies have grown accustomed to handling colder weather. But when heat waves hit, really hot weather can make us feel more uncomfortable than people who live in hotter climates. Many of us can even become sick. So as we head into the end of July, the first part of August, they want everybody to remember to stay hydrated and absolutely make sure that they seek air conditioning, if possible, as the best way to handle the hotter temperatures. Depending on the high pressure systems, temperatures could get as high as 88 to 95 degrees potentially this week. Again, depending on pressure systems approaching from the winds coming from the south and the lack of cooler weather from the north. So again, Wednesday could be hot, 88 to 94. In some parts of the state down south, temperatures could feel with humidity almost to be 100 degrees. So just remember, be hydrated, take water with you wherever you go. Make sure you can seek and find air conditioning as much as possible. One of the other stories I wanted to mention today, let's see, do I have time? Yeah, I can get this one in real quick. They said that the Mackinac Island Ferry regulations still looks like may go to court. We covered this story back in early July. Well, now different things are happening. We're going to reach out to our source and see if we can get him on for an update as to what's happening, as to whether or not this is going to go to trial, if this is going to go to court, or are they going to be able to work this out? So Michigan lawmakers made a move regarding ferry access to Mackinac Island as a result of rising fees for other services. We'll follow this story and get an update on this tomorrow, probably Wednesday. We'll have the answers for you for sure by then. Had somebody comment about that case, and we'll get to it as soon as we get the information. Rod, listening this morning, talking about that Baldwin prison facility opening back up, he said the leftist wackadoos were in the area were protesting before it opened. The county had to put on more officers while they were protesting. They even protested at the Michigan Works office. Well, ICE and the Department of Defense at this point really don't care. They're moving forward with Trump's executive orders and his deportation activities, and they are definitely looking to expand under this new budget between Homeland Security and other departments within his administration. So we'll get into that story, and let's see, did we have this other update? No, I didn't get confirmation. I had another story I was following, but haven't got a second or third confirmation. So we'll keep working on that today, and we'll have that story for you tomorrow. Let's see. Lastly, I wanted that one in too, but it didn't happen. All right, we'll continue to follow these stories. Again, we try to get these other sources before we go with these stories, but not yet. Haven't seen it, so we'll hold on to it for tomorrow. One other thing I did want to mention, we talked about it earlier. A week from Wednesday, I got a couple of people who texted me first, the number one ST. And yes, the phone number is there for the treasurer. You can give them a call directly. They also have the tickets available on their website. Again, just text me the number one ST and I'll send you the flyer. It has all the information on it. So we're excited. It's going to be a week from this Wednesday, July 30th, 5 o'clock down in McBain. It's in Maswaukee County. Highly, highly recommend that you come join us. We're going to be down there. Vicky and I and others are going to be there. Going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Also, appreciate one of our new sponsors that is going to be coming on into the show here this next week. Can't mention the details of it right now, but we have a new sponsor that'll be joining us, and also a candidate running for Congress. We'll be talking about that later in the week as well. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refund?